What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, September 20th, 2016. We're getting into the week here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Pardon me. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. A couple of quick program notes. Our third hour guest today is Margot Kidder, actress and activist. We're going to be talking about this article that she wrote a little while ago, and also her involvement in the Dakota Pipeline protests. So we're looking forward to that one. A little bit of disappointing news for all of Claire's fans. She will not be joining us Friday in the third hour. She's got a schedule conflict. Very, very busy lady, and obviously the radio show has to be a lower priority. All right, so the phone lines are open. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And the hackers have really been pounding on my server today, and it leads me to ask a question. Is something big about to break? And they're trying to get their digs in before it can get on out there. But a very unusual level of activity. And I think that that's going to be something significant. Okay. Now then, getting into the news. Hillary is out on the campaign trail, more or less. She came out with this weird comment. She was making an appearance on the Steve Harvey Show and came on out and said that she vows to speak directly to white people to stop racial police shootings. Well, I have a little bit of an issue with that, in that the police are being shot at mostly by members of the black community. But this is a part of that agenda where all of a sudden there's a war on white people. Not just in this country, all over the world. And it's amazing because you're seeing all these articles being written about, you know, white privilege and white this and white that. If it was reversed and these people were writing about blacks or Hispanics, the media would be screaming racism to the ceiling. But apparently it's not racist to be racist against white people. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Jeff in Toronto, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to get your opinion on something. I was listening to the Alex Jones Show probably about 5 or 6 days ago, and they were discussing the possibility of what would happen if Hillary were to drop out close to the election, and they were postulating about them possibly canceling the election or moving it a bit. And I was looking at the Constitution, and it says that every 4 years, the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, election has to be held. And it doesn't matter if one specific political party happens to implode or not, that election's going forward.
Well, you need to remember that when that Constitution was written, there wasn't a two-party system. You could have many or as few parties as out there. And the idea of somebody running on a post for any office in this country is hardly a new idea. Now, if Hillary drops out, then her vice president actually Bernie Sanders would step in if the Democratic National Committee follows their own rules. We keep hearing rumblings that if Hillary implodes, that they're going to try and put Joe Biden in there because he's a great debater. But at this point, we're seeing a campaign that's in utter chaos and beginning to self-destruct.
And in utter denial, because, like, obviously if they're using, like, I believe that they're using Hillary doubles, okay? And, like, just to have her to come out when she's not feeling well, and they'll just for photo opportunities or whatever. But the thing is so crooked that I think they've blocked themselves into a corner now, where they've got to run with Hillary right until the end, unless she happens to, you know, croak before November 8th. But the point that I was just trying to make is, hello high water on November 8th, that election is going to take place, and it doesn't matter what happens within the Democratic Party itself. And just because they're right now into all this malfeasance and with Hillary's multitude of problems and her health issues, and whether they're have behind-the-scenes dialogue with Democratic Party members about whether to replace with Joe Biden or John Kerry or whoever they decide to go with if something were to happen in the next even couple of weeks. Let's say it was the WikiLeaks thing that just ended up being the final nail in Hillary's coffin. It doesn't necessarily have to be a health thing because she's got it coming from all sides right now.
Her campaign's in serious trouble. And, you know, when the Democratic National Committee aided and abetted Hillary's theft of the nomination away from Bernie Sanders, they basically hoisted with their own petard. And once they announced Hillary was their nominee, I posted here and I commented on the radio show. Now the Democrats are shackled to her. And when she goes down, they go down. It's going to take the Democrats as long to recover from Hillary Clinton as it took the Republicans to recover from Richard Nixon. And it could even be worse than that, because I expect that if Hillary loses the election, that President Obama, on his last day in office, is going to issue a blanket pardon to the Clintons for all crimes past, present, and future, to try and hold off the investigations of the next administration into the narcocracy. I don't think it's going to stop, because certainly here in the independent media, as the majority of the audience moves away from corporate media and to the independent media, there are people out there asking, what the heck has been going on for the last 30 years, and we're in a position to be able to tell them.
I think he's going to give a pardon to Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, to the guy who's the head of the FBI, whose name's escaping me
James
right
Comey.
Now.
James Comey, yeah.
James Comey. I think all of these people are on the way to jail if he doesn't. And he's going to do what he's going to do, like Gerald Ford did.
Yeah, wouldn't that be an amazing historical precedent where an outgoing president literally pardons his own administration in its entirety? We got to take a minute here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And as usual, in hour number one of the show, we are talking about politics in the campaign. Do you have anything else for us, Jeff?
Thanks a lot, Michael. I'll maybe talk to you in another couple of days. Appreciate the time. Have a good
one. All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, Hillary Clinton is starting to come on out and make statements that seem more acts of desperation than carefully considered policy. We were commenting before on her statement that she's going to approach white people about dealing with racial police shootings. And this whole race baiting thing, she's out there, she's playing the woman card, she's thrashing around. We're just watching her thrash around on the deck, looking for a place to fall down here. And she came out with this statement: Christians in America must deny their faith in Christianity, adhere to new liberal laws. Now, I understand from a political philosophy point of view where she's coming from, she's pro-abortion, but anytime you go out to anybody who is of a religious persuasion and tell them they have to deny their faith, their heels are going to dig in. And Hillary just wrote off whatever part of the Christian vote she was likely to get in November. And it's not going to win her any points with the pro-abortion feminists who are already on her side. So it was a reckless and dumb thing to say. And you have to wonder, you know, what's going on inside that brain of hers? Is it starting to really short circuit? Now, long-term Clinton pollster Doug Schoen is a lifelong Democrat. And even he is starting to scold Hillary for the way she's been behaving and what she's been doing. Scott Adams is out there saying everyone knows the Clinton campaign is over. Not everyone can say it yet because they're afraid of flying ashtrays, I guess, at this point. Hillary put in an appearance at the National Baptist Convention in Missouri. 2,000 seats remained empty. That's a very, very telling situation there. And down in Florida, in the Florida Senate, they were having a debate and yesterday. And the Democrat Charlie Crist labeled Hillary Clinton as honest, and the entire room exploded in laughter. People just aren't going to be polite anymore. They know what's going on, and they're sick and tired of being expected to be politically correct or patriotic or loyal or any of these other devices that are used to keep us silent when we see something has gone horribly wrong with our government. Now, over at the Daily Bell, they have a story: Hillary's broken trust is a media catastrophe, and basically it's going on and confirming what we've been saying all along. The corporate media has lost the trust of adult users of media. A lot of young people are still sucked in by the glitz and the glamour and all the rest of it, but it's going to have long-term ramifications for the corporate media, who are openly seen as aiding and abetting Hillary Clinton and attacking Donald Trump. Now, the Huffington Post is apparently already thinking past the end of the Hillary campaign. And they wrote what some people described as a premature obituary for the Hillary campaign, why Hillary lost. And what they're trying to do is already pre-sell the idea that it had nothing to do with the corporate media, and they just have all these scapegoats. Oh, it was this, it was that, it was blah, 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 blah. Somebody sent me an email saying that apparently Hillary's people over on Twitter are now saying that it's the fault of Alex Jones and myself that Hillary has come to this terrible mess. If it weren't for those gosh darn independent media people, everything would be under control. No, because Hillary and Bill Clinton and all their enablers did what they did, and we're just reporting it. We're not making this stuff up out of thin air. Now, yesterday, we ran a story which turned out to be unconfirmed about Hillary canceling another campaign event out in California. And we did clarify it after the fact and said we can't find a confirm about it. But there's a new story. This is coming out of North Carolina. It's being reported by Zero Hedge. Donald Trump has pulled ahead in North Carolina in the polls. And for whatever reason, at a time when she should really be in that state trying to win it back, Hillary has postponed a local fundraiser, and all they'll say is it's a schedule change. There's no reason, it's a schedule change. So we're already starting to see that Hillary is starting to falter on the campaign trail. Donald Trump is right. She doesn't have the stamina because of her medical issues. A lot of people are looking at recent videos of Hillary making speeches, and they're starting to show concern over the fact that her eyes do seem to wander. And we know her eyes wander. We've seen photos of her with that Fresnel prism in her eyeglasses. She can't fuse in front of her, and her left eye tends to wander. Look very closely at the videos. And this eye wandering, esotropia, as it's called, that's a serious indication. Something is seriously wrong inside that brain. And I've made this point before. If we were dealing with Hillary in a wheelchair, but her mind was intact, that would be fine. Roosevelt got away with that. Same thing with John F. Kennedy and his Addison's disease and his back injury. The president's job is to make decisions. As long as the brain is working, everything is fine. Now, the U.S. government did pull a little bit of a fast one by hiding from the American people Ronald Reagan's Alzheimer's, which really began to show during his second term in office, and George Herbert Walker Bush was kind of running things from the back room. That was a little dishonest. They should have invoked the 25th Amendment and said, Reagan just isn't there anymore, and George Herbert Walker Bush would have gotten to be president that much sooner. Now, we've been talking about Hillary Clinton's new book, which is an absolute bomb. Nobody's buying it. But apparently she wrote in that book that Tim Kaine would be a terrible choice for vice president. And basically, Clinton returned to Obama's prospects in the general election. I think it's 50-50 whether he wins, right? She said, noting that Obama's VP choice was critical, giving odds on whom he would pick. Biden, 1 in 2 chance. Bay, 1 in 4 chance. Kaine and Sebelius, both of which I think are terrible choices, 1 in 8 chance. So she was dissing Tim Kaine in her book. Another article coming out of WarEyes.com. Clinton hasn't won over millennials. And no, sexism isn't to blame. I think part of it, as far as the really young people of this country are concerned, is more and more of them are coming over from the corporate media to the independent media. And they're finding out that the crimes of the Clintons, the crimes of the U.S. government in general, the just sheer massive corruption that's been going on. But it also has to do with Hillary's being able to connect to young people. And she's not able to do that because, to be very blunt, she comes across as the crabby old aunt that you try and avoid at the family reunions. And that's why she's not getting traction there. Now, we had a caller into the show yesterday, so we're going to elaborate on this a little bit. We know, or we've been told, that Hillary Clinton had a fall and suffered a concussion, which led to the blood clot, and apparently the fall story was a lie, because according to information released by WikiLeaks, Hillary Clinton was on a C-12 Huron aircraft that had to make an emergency landing at Awas International Airport on the border of Iran and Iraq. It skidded off the runway and crashed. It killed one of the other passengers on board. It left Hillary Clinton unconscious and bleeding profusely. It was a major, major injury. and that was being hidden from us. Okay, let's grab a couple more phone calls. Robert in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hey, regarding the article in the Huffington Post, I believe that was a fat lady clearing her throat.
Yeah, that's a very good way to put that. I like that.
Hey, listen, is there any truth to Bush going to vote for Clinton?
We don't know if he actually said that or it's being said on his behalf, but let's face it, he's just one guy. They're trying to use his star power to bring votes over to Hillary. But my comment about that is that it illustrates perfectly what I meant about the narcocracy and the duopoly, where the Clintons and Bushes have been running this little scam on the United States for 30 years to turn the White House into their own personal hereditary title, passing it off from Bush to Clinton to Clinton to Bush to Bush and Clinton back and forth to maintain the illusion that there's some kind of a choice, but maintaining control over the government for their own nefarious purposes. So it's a perfect illustration. The Bushes and the Clintons are this gang of drug lords who have bought themselves the United States, and they're deathly afraid that Donald Trump is going to spoil that party for them.
Well, with the polls turning as they are, I really can't see the benefit Bush would see now in endorsing Clinton openly or even speaking about voting for her. It seemed like it would almost be a stain on his legacy. You know, why jump in the game this late when it really, I mean, like I said, the fat lady's getting ready to sing. He knows it too.
Well, everybody who's in the narcocracy, they're not really thinking about their legacy. They're thinking about jail time. They're thinking about... And you want to talk about legacy. What happens to your legacy when the American people learn that the biggest drug smuggler in the country was the U.S. government itself, the CIA, the Bushes, the Clintons? And again, if you want an historical precedent for this degree of corruption, go back and look at what happened in Prohibition.
Well, I agree with you. That gets me more confused. And I'm at my wit's end, Mike. I've always thought the Bushes were deplorable, and now I want to consider myself deplorable. I'm in a quandary here. I don't know what to do.
Well, it depends on what your definition of deplorable is, because what Hillary thinks is deplorable and what we think is deplorable are two completely different definitions, and I don't see a conflict there.
Now, I believe we're going to have a deplorable basket and a deplorable latrine.
That's good. Anyway, I like that. I like that.
I want to go on record. I want to go on record right now and say that I'd rather be a deplorable thinker than a Kool-Aid drinker.
That's a good one too. Boy, you ought to do this for a living. Write slogans and sell T-shirts and stuff.
Well, I've been told that I'll be writing birthday cards, and Merry Christmas cards, and everything else. But I want to say one more thing.
Okay.
If Clinton does have another pass out episode or whatever, fall, stumble, whatever, and has to be thrown into that makeup ambulance, I think Dustin from New Jersey needs to be the driver, because I guarantee you he'll take her right where she needs to go.
I think so. No, if Hillary has another public medical crisis, she's done. She's absolutely done. And I'm sure that they are still very much terrified about the upcoming debates next week, because a lot of people have been commenting that this last week, Hillary Clinton's speech patterns seem to have changed. She's much slower. It's like she's working to not slur her speech, and I think that's going to come across in the debates.
Well, if they make it to the debates, if they make it, put it this way, if they don't make it, it will be as bad as if they do make it, because either way, it's going to be a disaster, and I believe after the debate's over with, the fat lady will be coming out for an encore.
Well, I think you're probably right here, and we already had the Washington Post coming on out and trying to sell the idea that it would be perfectly okay for Hillary to duck out on these debates because of her recovering from her pneumonia. Robert, we're going to have to let you go here, take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with another phone call. Yeah.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones. Matt in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Michael. How are you doing, man?
Doing great. What's going on?
Yeah, well, so I go to a little store right around the corner because I like to support small businesses, and it's owned by a Greek woman. She's like 65 years old or something. She took a 3-week vacation, went back to Greece. And she's way smarter and more knowledgeable than I had ever anticipated. And I had a long conversation with her after she came back from Greece. And we were talking about ISIS and the immigration and so forth and all these things. And she shared information with me that I was not privy to based on resources that I have on the internet. Anyways, my point is, and what she told me that I found as a revelation was that ISIS is going into whatever these countries are in the Middle East, and they're giving them an ultimatum that the boys, you know, 12 to 17, have to join ISIS,
mm-hmm.
or they're going to kill their family. And then, so when you're looking at the numbers of immigrants that are coming from the Middle East that are going into Europe, And you're saying, well, they're all fighting. Not you're saying, but, I mean, you know, statistically, why are so many young men going in there?
Of military age. We've commented on that before. And, you know, it could very well be that it's a covert invasion, and we're going to literally see war break out all across Europe and the United States in a new jihad, as it were. But there's obviously some kind of grand chessboard game going on with all this refugee and illegal immigrant, because it's causing so much harm to the countries that are being targeted, and yet we have all these world leaders like Angela Merkel who are still fully on board this idea that we're going to blur all the different kinds of people together into one giant lump of formless humanity to make them easier to control.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And, you know, I was listening to a 65-year-old woman who's a business owner in the United States that just came back from Greece, and she was telling me, you know, why are there not more women immigrants, and fighting age young men? And she said that specifically ISIS would threaten to kill their family if the guys didn't.
Well, you mentioned that one before, but we need to remember ISIS is a proxy of the U.S. government. I mean, that's come out with the DNC email leaks, declassified State Department documents, stuff that surfaced because of Judicial Watch. It's been confirmed over and over and over again. ISIS and Al-Qaeda actually work for the United States, and that's why the U.S. is trying to protect ISIS over there in Syria. And don't forget last December, also in Iraq, when the Iraqi army was moving in on ISIS and the U.S. bombed the Iraqi army. And back then they said, oh, a mistake. It was just a simple mistake. I'm sorry. Once may be a mistake. You know, twice, no, that's policy.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you on that. But I think that there must be, and this is the revelation, and I'm going to not try to be redundant, but the reason that this woman told me that these young men were going overseas or immigrating to Europe, essentially, is that they had two choices. One will kill your family, or one you'll join ISIS.
Well, so you've mentioned that three times, and I understand the gist of it. You know, is that this open borders policy is an invitation to more terror attacks. And certainly in the U.S. government will use that to take away our guns and increase surveillance on us, but they won't close the borders unless Donald Trump wins the White House. Then it's a whole new game there. So anyway, listen, Matt, going to have to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break. The phone lines are just loading up like crazy. So we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a bunch of phone calls to get through. Errol in the Netherlands. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just want to give this out to the people. Do you know Scott Bennett?
Yes.
Scott Bennett is an Army psychological operation guy that has many very interesting things that you can see, also on Press TV. The last thing he said on Press TV was, okay, America, and that whole thing that happened with the how do you call it? They flied over. That was not one. There were four. There was UK.
Yeah, you're talking about the attack on the Syrian forces in Syria.
Australia.
It was U.S., U.K.,
exactly.
Australia, and Denmark.
And the United States.
Yes.
So there were four.
Yes.
Four, and after 7 minutes, we got the pressure cooker bullshit. You know?
Kindly watch
in America,
language.
On CNN. Sorry that I'm saying that, but...
Yeah.
I'm analyzing this, and I was like, okay. And I just want to say one thing. Check out Scott Bennett. Do you know Scott Bennett?
I know of him. I don't know him personally, but we'll check that out.
It doesn't have to make with personally. Check out Scott Bennett. Thank you. Bye, Mike.
All right, bye. We're going to switch over to Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha. How you doing?
Doing fine.
All right. This is what I'm going to touch on really quickly. I appreciate you and what the time you you take to host this show. As that gentleman just said, he noted that the attacks were quite foppish in comparison to the attack to what actually was being covered by the attacks. I believe that the pressure cooker attacks were a very foppish attempt to distract the mainstream media or to give the mainstream media a targeted advantage over what was actually going on at the time, to distract us all from it, and
yes,
to hopefully spin this this flopping campaign of Hillary into any sort of order, which is failing.
Yes.
I think, but yeah, as you can probably agree with the last caller, he touched on that point, and I'm not aware of any other. Can you elaborate on the other locations?
Well, in addition to the one location where the Syrian forces were bombed, it's looking more and more like one of those four countries bombed the UN humanitarian convoy that was trying to get into Aleppo. And, of course, the corporate media in the U.S. is quoting the usual anonymous, unnamed U.S. intelligence sources as saying it obviously had to be Russia, you know. But look at the whole history of the U.S. Incursion into Syria. At the same time, they're telling us they're bombing ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They're wasting all these Doctors Without Borders clinics, hospitals, schools, critical infrastructure. And so at this point, I think more than likely that it was the U.S. that was ordered the bombing of the U.N. aid convoy, because they don't want humanitarian aid to get in there, because right now the people in Aleppo, if they're going to eat, they have to do what ISIS and Al-Qaeda tell them to do. They're literally being...
I believe you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And that makes sense to me as well. I'm a former U.S. Air Force myself. Just looking at what my friends are saying and from what they're saying as far as the orders being handed down and what people are wanting to actually follow, the suggestion that we might be following a proxy war does make sense, at least from my private individuals that I talk to, and I know what they're saying. I don't work in the field that has to deal with over there. I was a logistics guy, but I can tell you that a lot of people are quite uneasy about the direction that we're taking, and I'll let you go there.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm hearing that from a lot of other sources, and we actually have an article in today's Talking Points that touches on that. So thank you very much, Steve. We're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey, and then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a lot of stuff to get to before we get to Margo Kidder. So, Dustin, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, it definitely is a proxy war. And remember, this was started before Syria, you know, agreed with the Russians to give up their chemical weapons. You know, this is a strategy that the U.S. had, and it is failing. Hey, Mike, you know that footage of, I saw some pictures of the, I don't think it was an airstrike. I think the terrorists U.S. is backing, like, just attacked the convoy to blame it on the Russians, because I saw a lot of pictures of bullet holes with the bullseye that was on the side of the vehicles.
It could have been a strafing run. I mean, there were reports that there were fighter aircraft overhead, but you're right. It could have been an artillery strike with the intention of blaming Russia for it. But at this point, you know, who is going to listen to anything the U.S. government claims about what's going on in Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan or Yemen or Libya or Iran or whatever? And by the way, they're already laying it on thick about Iran's, you know, their huge protests at the United Nations over Iran's president coming to speak. And you can tell they're all the usual rent-a-mobs that are hired for this kind of things.
Yeah, that Samantha Powers is just a wretched woman. Like, I mean, just her, Victoria Nuland, just wretched and wretched looking. Like, look at her, just smirking. Oh, man. Mike, I wanted to grab her in the TV and just choke her to death. I mean, just
yeah, I think people. a lot of people had that one. All right, well, listen, Dustin, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. I got a bunch of stuff I got to cover before Margo Kidder, and when I get through most of the talking points, we'll reopen the phone lines. But for right now, I want to focus on some of the news. Now then, apparently Hillary Clinton went down to Charlotte, North Carolina, as part of her campaign, and President Obama went with her for their first joint campaign appearance. And Donald Trump is asking a legitimate question. Is this what the American taxpayer pays Obama to do, go out on the campaign trail? I mean, Obama has already said he's taking the entire month of October off to campaign for Hillary Clinton. Here is the problem, okay? They took Air Force One down there. And you, the American taxpayers, got to pay for Hillary and Obama's ride on the campaign trail. Now, Barack Obama himself is not actually in a campaign. He's in the last days of his second term. He does not legitimately have a reason to go to Charlotte, North Carolina, that's in connection with any government business. They just took the plane and went, and they're expecting you to pay for it all. And it's another example of how they think they are above the rules, because they're using that asset for personal business. Now, WikiLeaks, even though it's promising a massive document dump next month, the October surprise, they're starting to leak some things out already. And WikiLeaks has broken the story about how Saudi Arabia paid Hillary Clinton to basically destroy Libya. And right now, the Saudis are, through various cutouts and money laundering and whatever, they're funding one-fifth of the entire Hillary Clinton campaign to be U.S. president. And I don't want the Saudis controlling the U.S. government any more than I tolerate the Israelis controlling the U.S. government. We need a U.S. government that is made up of Americans that are thinking about America first, second, and third. And Hillary Clinton is a continuation of this corrupt system of selling the nation out to the highest bidder in the foreign governments here. Now, Zero Hedge has come out with a story. More emails have come on out showing that Hillary Clinton's aide, Sid Blumenthal, was the one who was primarily spreading this whole Obama birther conspiracy, trying to put it out there as part of the 2008 campaign. And what was really interesting, we commented on this yesterday, CNN's fact checker was, you know, responding to this idea that, you know, Hillary's out there saying Donald Trump is behind all of this. Donald Trump is behind the birther. And the CNN fact checker was saying, no, that's not true. It was coming out of Hillary's campaign. It was a roundtable discussion. And the moderator was like trying to feign shock. You know, this is just completely out of left field. And everybody else around the table said, no, we'd already heard it. This all came out of Hillary Clinton's campaign, at which point CNN cut away to a completely different story. All right, so let's turn to the story of Paul Combetta. Now, he is an IT worker from Platte River Networks, which was hired to maintain Clinton's private email server after it was moved out of their house in Chappaqua. And by the way, neither Paul nor Platte River Networks had been vetted to be cleared to work on computer systems carrying U.S. secrets as required by an executive order signed by President Bill Clinton. But here's where it gets interesting. His Reddit account showed that he was asking for technical advice on how to delete VIP email addresses from inside an email archive after receiving notification that documents had to be preserved because of a pending investigation. And so Combetta has deleted his Reddit posts and archives, but it's too late. It's already all over the internet. And now congressional investigators want to talk to him and say, what were you doing? Because what this shows is intent. It shows intent to alter what are public records. And Hillary's server guy, Paul, is admitting he was told to hide evidence from the FBI. This proves Hillary Clinton and her associates broke the law. It proves that Hillary Clinton was lying Remember that joke she made? Did you wipe your server? What? You mean with a cloth? Paul Cambetta is that cloth. And it shows intention to destroy public records. Mr. Comey. Now, James Comey, of course, lied to all of you when he told the world that he was not going to recommend charges against Hillary Clinton. His excuse was they couldn't find any evidence that Hillary Clinton intended to do wrong. Well, there it is. There's the intent. But what James Comey either doesn't know because he doesn't have any law enforcement background, or he's hoping that you don't know because you haven't actually read Title 18, intent is not necessary. In fact, in Title 18, Section 793, it states quite clearly, if you expose national security secrets through negligence, it's punishable by 10 years in jail and permanent banning from holding all public office. And you would think after all of this that Hillary's people would have learned their lesson and been a little bit more careful. As it turns out, Hillary Clinton's campaign website is not secure. And a white hat hacker is reporting that they were able to get into the phone banking website using two separate burner email accounts, a false name and a fake zip code, and gained access to voters' personal information without so much as an email verification. They're just being very, very reckless. So let's talk about the Clinton Foundation, because that is getting uglier and uglier. We now know that the Clinton Foundation spent more money on their personal salaries and travel than they did on charitable activities. They actually spent less than 7% of total revenues on anything actually charitable. The Haitians are very, very angry because the Clinton Foundation raised huge amounts of money for the victims of the Haitian earthquake. And very little of that money actually got there. In fact, the money that got there was used to buy up choice properties and turn them over to private developers. And now we've got the president of Haiti was out there making a statement saying Hillary Clinton tried to bribe him to go along with this thing, and he's kept all the records, so he'd better stay out of small aircraft. So how did the Clinton Foundation succeed in getting a high rating from Charity Navigator, which is supposed to be a website or an operation that rates charities? Charity Navigator gave the Clinton Foundation a 4-star rating. Well, as it turns out, Charity Navigator was part of the Clinton Global Initiative, and they were given $20,000 as a membership fee, after which they gave the Clinton Foundation a 4-star rating. In other words, they bought a positive rating. And it gets even worse than that. Story coming out of dailycaller.com. The Clinton Foundation had this AIDS program that they sent the press. See, we're doing AIDS program. We're distributing drugs to third world countries. It turns out those drugs were watered down, very heavily diluted, and likely increased the risk of morbidity and mortality. This is according to a draft congressional report obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. Even their charitable operations were fraudulent. These people were not actually getting adequate medication. They were mostly getting saline. Now, we talked before about how George Herbert Walker Bush is reportedly going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And they're part of that duopoly that goes all the way back to the CIA's gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton down to Nicaragua, all of it highly illegal and all of it funded with cocaine money. And in addition to that linkage, story out of Investment Watch blog, George Herbert Walker Bush and the Clintons both support this undemocratic one-world government ruled by a banking corporate elite. They're fully on board the New World Order. In fact, George Herbert Walker Bush was the first one who introduced that phrase to the popular lexicon, the New World Order. That's what they're working toward, a global dictatorship. Now, Donald Trump, responding to the official story of the bombings in New York, bombs in New Jersey, is out there saying immigration security is national security. And it even goes back to that caller who called in and said that these refugees coming across the borders have been recruited and compromised by ISIS. And this bombing has only strengthened Trump's agenda for a responsible border control situation. Okay. All righty. I have to deal with this. Okay. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. I'm having to deal with a small crisis that just came up, and we'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the crisis I was dealing with is apparently Margot Kidder has had to cancel today. And I really don't need to go into the reasons, but we're going to have to reschedule. And apparently she's just not feeling well. So we'll reschedule and get her back on the show later on. But we did post her article to the front of whatreallyhappened.com. My fellow Americans, we are fools. And that's worth reading right there. But we are going to get Margot back on the show here as soon as she's feeling a little bit better. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines now if you want to call on in. And we're talking about the political campaigns still. And this whole comment about Hillary and the deplorables continues to backflash on her, especially when you consider the company that Hillary herself has been keeping through her career. And people are out there saying, je suis deplorable. It's time to recognize the deplorables. From Hillary's point of view, that's working class Americans. She just doesn't like the fact that we don't like her policies, her record of corruption, her scandals. New poll out of New Mexico, Trump 43%, Hillary Clinton 38%. Still Report is reporting that Donald Trump has hit the 95% confidence interval in the Daybreak poll, which means they think they're getting accurate numbers, and the numbers are very heavily in favor of Donald Trump. In battleground state after battleground state, Trump is pulling into the lead in the polls. His Trump surge is turning into a tsunami. He is very close to locking in the presidency when you count the electoral votes. And he's moving into the lead in many of the swing states here. Polls are showing that roughly half of Americans now think Trump is going to win. And that's only increasing the state of panic in the liberal establishment. And again, the corporate media is trying to figure out how they're going to deal with this. They have shredded what little remained of their own credibility in backing Hillary Clinton, in ignoring and covering up all of her scandals and questions, and going after Donald Trump over really minor issues. Their bias was openly on display. And now, with Hillary self-destructing, they're looking at least 4 years of Donald Trump, who's not going to be their friend because they didn't treat him very well. That's payback. So now CNN, instead of blaming us here in the independent media, they've decided that Donald Trump is the cause of the loss of trust in the corporate media by the American people. And they're still out there saying he's a threat to the political system. Actually, no. Donald Trump's rise to the nomination and progress toward the White House shows the political system still works despite all the corruption and media bias. We're going to take a break here for our top of the hour station identification, and we'll be right back.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.